information. Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm excited right now, to be honest.
We have a celebrity in our midst.
Big time celebrity.
Mary Sensi's in the room.
Thank
but also,
you, everybody. Here I am. Oh, not me.
Also, Jen Ellis is here. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning.
So we all know you as the mitten maker, the one who got Bernie his mittens that became so famous.
Yep.
And before we get into the book, I got to ask you, I guess everybody else knows but me, but how did you get the mittens to Bernie? Like, how did this snowball start rolling?
Well, I don't know Bernie, but I know his daughter-in-law.
Okay.
She was the director of my daughter's preschool. And I was making mittens for the preschool teachers for the holidays, and I made an extra pair for Bernie.
And they got to him, and then boom, there he is. He's wearing them, and everybody wants a pair.
Yep.
What did you feel like when you saw him wearing them at the inauguration, like on TV in front of the whole nation?
Well, at first, I didn't think it was a very big deal. I guess I thought it must be cold there in Washington.
Yeah.
And then it seemed to be a big deal, and then it got to be a very big deal. And
huge.
Then 22,000 people emailed me looking for mittens.
So now you wrote a book, Bernie's Mitten Maker, but it's not all about that. It's not all about you making mittens for Bernie, right?
Right. I mean, you can't write a whole book about that.
Right. So what did you put in there? What is it about? What's in there? Yeah.
Well, the second half is everything that happened after the inauguration. So it's people were impersonating me. The attorney general's office in Montpelier prosecuted them. The people who were
they were trying to make fake mittens.
Oh yeah, they were running fake businesses. They were using my name and image. It was kind of unbelievable. Reporters from all over the world were reaching out.
And this was within minutes, almost, right? I mean, from one minute you're a teacher, and then all of a sudden an internet sensation.
Yeah, it was kind of scary, honestly. But the first part of the book is really about crafting and creativity and all these things that happen in life.
Is it like inspirational, or actually you're showing people how to do these things?
I mean, I hope it's inspirational. It's definitely not a how-to book.
Okay.
Right?
Like, okay.
I did not knit the mittens, everyone. I sewed them out of repurposed wool sweaters.
Isn't that cool?
Okay.
Yeah, wow. I didn't realize that either. I thought didn't you had knit them. So that's interesting to know. Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's about teaching. It's about being a mother and becoming a mother. It's about coming out. It's about all kinds of things. And every time I sort of hit a bump in the road in my life, I turned to crafting, to heal, to make community, to connect with people. That's
therapy.
Sort of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like therapy.
Yeah. Everybody has something different that they do. And that's interesting that's what you do. So now these mittens are the sensation. What do you do at this point?
Well, I partnered with the Vermont Teddy Bear Company to make the mittens
because
I mean, as a teacher and a mother, I mean, there was no way I could make that many mittens, but they could. And so now everyone can get the mittens at the Vermont Teddy Bear Company. And they made a new sidearm to their business called the Vermont Mitten Company.
No way. Nice.
And they created 10 new jobs, which I was super proud
of. That's nice.
Yeah. That's great.
What inspired you to write the book?
Well, it was so unbelievable, like blowing up online, super unbelievable. And so I was like, I need to write this down. Plus, I couldn't sleep. It was so stressful. So I just sort of, you know, was doing a brain dump into my computer every night. But then one story led to another. And I was like, I have a lot of stories to tell. And then I had a book.
It's a big deal. So the book launch
is tonight at Phoenix Books in Burlington at 7 p.m.
Yeah.
Oh, and you're going to sign autographs? You're going to sign books and all that?
You bet. Yep. I'll sign every book. I'm going to read from the book. There are lots of people who are in the book who will be there.
Oh, that'll be neat. That'll be cool to see.
Oh, that's
see
very
too.
Cool. Yeah.
And how do we, if we want to buy the book, get the book, how can we get it?
You can get it anywhere, but I hope you support your local independent bookstore and buy local.
All right.
Jen, we want to wish you the best of luck with the book. And again, the signing is tonight at Phoenix Books in Burlington. That's on the Marketplace, is it not?
Which one is it?
I think it's on Cherry Street.
Oh, Cherry Street. Okay.
Yep. 7 p.m.
Open
to the public.
Yeah.
Awesome. We'll see you there.
Yay. Thanks for hanging out,
Jen.
Thanks,
Jen.